that entire career in middle school, or just the Petersburg portion in middle school?
No, except for 2 years here in at the high school, where I taught, the integrated program for a couple of years. But other than that, I've had eighth graders for 26 years. They're finally letting me out.
It's a special age, and takes a special person to connect with the middle school mind.
Yeah. You know what makes it so great? I mean, the kids are awesome. You know, you just kind of have to harness their energy in a positive way. But I think what really makes the school, especially here in Petersburg, so awesome is the people that I teach with. I mean, we just have this, we've been there for so long, and we just have this connection, and I think the kids feel it, and we feel it, and it really makes the school a fun place to be.
What was the class you wanted to teach?
I have my dream job right now. Yeah. Yes, my dream job is 7th and 8th grade science and health.
And that science connection, I know that was a big part of your teaching throughout the years, and bringing in... you went for a while for space camp and that aspect of it. And
yes. Yeah. I've taken some opportunities that they give teachers. So, I've been on a NOAA boat. I went on the Rainier out to Kodiak. And I've been to the NASA workshop in San Francisco. Gosh, what else have I done? Oh, I've done an Earth workshop in Homer. That was out of the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Yeah, I've done quite a few of those in the summer, just to bring. Oh, I did an externship at the hospital for 2 weeks here, just to bring some different real world stuff back to the classroom and the kids, and career opportunities, and increased my knowledge as well as hopefully got the kids interested in stuff too.
Yeah, sometimes hard to make that connection with science in middle school, but how did you break through and do that with kids?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. You know, my goal has always been that kids would never hate science. Mm-hmm. You know, they walk in like, I hate this class. And, that would really upset me if kids hated science. It's so practical. It's the real world. So I think in middle school, we kind of get the benefit of we don't have to do all the nitty-gritty details. You know, we can do the big concepts and kind of the fun stuff of it, and kind of connect it to the real world. And
it doesn't have to be dissecting frogs every class.
No, gosh, I haven't done that for years either. Kind of let that go. But just those connections. You know, kids are still curious and they're asking questions and they want to know why. And so if you can do it in interesting, fun ways, and it's not all, rote memorization. You know, we do a lot of projects, and I do a lot of art and coloring and writing and drawing, and, try to mix it up and connect with the kids in lots of different intelligences and learning styles.
You're finishing off your last year and a half here in this COVID world where Petersburg School's been in person a lot more than other schools, but you've also had to, I know teachers have had to juggle the in-person student at the same time that they've had online students in their class at the same time. How has that been for you?
That is difficult.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard for the kids, too. Yeah, it is really difficult. I think, when we're all 100% online, you can kind of change your teaching style and make it fit. But when we're back and forth and both, it's tough. I think we just do the best we can. And I give our kids credit because they have hung in there. And some days got to be boring, just kind of listening and staring and not getting the full, the full class environment because they're sitting at home. But they're hanging in there. They're pretty amazing.
That's great. And just to switch between full online to full in person and have that continuity of class, must be a challenge.
And I mean, really, our kids are amazing. Like we've done what we could, but I talk to other teachers around the state and around the United States, and their kids are just, they just don't come, they just don't show up, or they don't accomplish anything. And our kids have worked so hard, and they, they're still learning things, and they still have that great opportunity. So. And I think they know that we're pretty special up here, and we have a lot of technology, and we've been training them for years, so they're very successful.
any favorite memories or thoughts as you look back in your career? Favorite stories, funny times in class when the beakers exploded with
We do enjoy reminiscing at lunch about some of those students and some of those times, and I don't know if I could name anything specifically, but we have had some fun in the past. But
you didn't never lost any students to explosions.
I have not lost a student yet.
Okay. Good. Anything else you want to say, or that we missed talking about, or?
It's been a wild ride. It's been very fun, and it's definitely hard to leave, but it's time, and I've got good things in my future too, and it's gonna be a rough last couple of weeks of school, though. Mm-hmm. Sad and happy at the same time.